This week marks the 20-year anniversary of Tempe Town Lake being filled. The city is celebrating with lakeside events tomorrow afternoon and Saturday. The process of creating a lake in the middle of the valley was a long one with some ups and downs along the way. With me to talk about this is Tempe Mayor Mark Mitchell, whose dad, by the way, Harry Mitchell, was mayor when the city started down this road, and City Public Information Officer Chris Baxter-Ging, who worked at the Flood Control District of Maricopa County at the time. And Mayor Mitchell, let me start with you. You obviously grew up in Tempe. What was that area like when you were a kid?
Well, as a kid, it was an area where you really didn't venture down to, other than to if you had a dirt bike or a three-wheeler back in the 80s. That's what a lot of people used to do. But it really wasn't a place where you would go seek out. It was also a lot of landfills alongside the Rio Salado Riverbed. So it wasn't like the most attractive place to go, except for when you saw the floods come.
So what was the thinking behind trying to do something different with this piece of land?
Well, I don't know if you recall, but in the 80s, it was actually a larger plan. Being home to Arizona State University is always an awesome highlight for the city of Tempe. But more importantly, a vision came out of the architectural school, and it was a Rio Salado master plan. And it was basically, it was supposed to go from Mesa all the way to the west side of the town. And there was a countywide vote, and they decided not to pass it, but there was a good mayor at the time. I think his name was Mitchell.
And somebody you might know.
Someone I might know. And he saw the vision and the foresight along with the council at the time to say, hey, it passed overwhelmingly in Tempe. Let's figure out a way how we can do it on our own. And that's what they did.
So, Chris, how has having this lake sort of at the, you know, the north end of the downtown area, how has that transformed not just downtown Tempe, but sort of that whole area of town?
It's not just transformed Tempe, it's transformed our entire region. As a perspective, we went from having a landfill to having more than 2 million people come here every year for special events, for recreation. We have adapted rec programs. We have Olympic rowers who come here in the middle of winter to continue to practice their craft. The amazing transformation is from a place that no one wanted to go to a place where thousands of people spend there every 4th of July as a family tradition, where people propose to each other and get married. Tempe Town Lake has become the backdrop for memories for people.
I would imagine there's also a financial impact here. I mean, you don't have to look too far to see all the buildings that have sprouted up. A lot of development really on both sides of the lake now, right?
Oh, absolutely. It's really interesting to see because the original plan of Tempe Town Lake and Rio Salado is actually really coming into fruition. And you're seeing that all the different types of development. And we've been fortunate to attract over $2 billion of private capital investment in and around the lake. And roughly 40,000 people live and work in and around the Tempe Town Lake, to whereas as a kid growing up here, you didn't see that.
We have more than 400 hotel rooms at the lake now. And that's because people want to stay on the water. But beyond that, the kinds of jobs that have been attracted to Tempe Town Lake are super high end. When you look at an average state job at being about $45,000 a year, and you look at the cybersecurity jobs and the high-end tech jobs and the finance jobs, these are very, very lucrative positions that people are taking now.
Is it safe to say that having that lake there and having that attraction there has made that land that was kind of not that valuable before made it considerably more valuable now?
Oh, absolutely. But it's also a quality of life amenity. In other words, not only do people go to the lake to seek peace and to reflect, but also to exercise. And then you add the development in and around the lake. There is, by the way, it's self-sustaining. So we have an assessment district in and around the lake to maintain itself. And that's really visionary. And the quality of life that comes from just the lake and the park being there and what we're looking at in the future with the Rio Salado master plan, that's really going to activate the lake throughout the entire Tempe Town Lake area is really exciting.
The value of the land is on par now with the Camelback Corridor. It's some of the most expensive real estate in the valley. And the fact that it's 10 minutes away from Sky Harbor and you can get there from light rail has made it a truly attractive place for international business.
So I have to ask about some of the criticism that has been leveled against Tempe Town Lake over the years. There have been concerns about sort of the environmental sustainability of having a giant lake in the middle of the desert. There have been concerns at times about the smell, about invasive species. Mayor Mitchell, are you confident that the city is able to address those in a way that sort of mitigates some of those concerns?
Oh, absolutely. We constantly check the water. We constantly have an annual releasing of the fish, if you were working with Arizona Wildlife and Game and Fish, that helps keep the ecological system of our lake up to where it should be. A lot of times when some of the challenges we have, when we have a big, large rainstorm and we have to release, SRP releases some water from upstream and comes into our Navajo waterway, that's some of the impacts that we do have in that. But by and large, we've been really good stewards of the lake and planning and our ecosystem. There's a lot of natural habitats because of the Tempe Town Lake and the downstream that you're seeing that also is really going to combine that people are looking at expanding the lake to reimagine. The late Senator McCain had a vision before he left us of seeing how the communities can work together to really expand the ecological system further downstream to the west, which a lot of communities are really embracing.
What is the vision going forward for not just the lake, but you referenced Tempe Beach Park around it? You know, when you look back in another, 20 or so years, what would you like to see this area look like?
Well, I mean, through the Rio Salado Master Plan, we are identifying several areas where we have activity zones that we're creating. Each character area around the lake will have a special place and meaning to everyone, from athletics. Obviously, we're looking at a marina for rowing that we're partnering with Arizona State with. And we're also looking at adventure zones from zip lines to boat rides to paddleboarding. It's like a central park, but in the central part of the valley. And it's really going to be a great recreational area for future generations to enjoy for generations.
Is there a point at which you might need to maybe put a stop to some of the development? Like, is there a point at which that area can become overdeveloped, do you think?
I think that there is a great opportunity. We have some additional vacant land between Rural and McClintock Drive. And we're working with a developer now and working with Arizona State. And we're doing a master plan of the area for traffic mitigation. We will have opportunities to build out continually. But I think as we build out, we're going to be renovating certain buildings like we have over the years. And I think we have a constant idea how far and how much we can build out. As long as we continue to maintain, sustain the quality of life in and around the lake, I think that's important for our community.
And we just finished the Urban Core Master Plan, which not only takes a look at Town Lake, but the downtown area as far into our city as Apache Boulevard, how we can connect the transportation, how we can look at density and continue to plan for the next 40 years in our community. So that's really important. But one of the things that we've noticed is that the land along Tempe Town Lake has increased the value of land around it as well. So we're seeing development move out toward the Smith Industrial Hub and toward Sky Harbor International Airport as well. It is our most valuable real estate, and we are planning for it and taking solid advantage of that.
All right, that's Tempe Mayor Mark Mitchell and Chris Baxter-Ging, Public Information Officer with the City of Tempe. Thanks to you both for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.